Maybe you have in mind the same thing, but I would like to just maybe clarify a little more. Because you see, in other words, like, let's go to the Tosafot where he says that ubekatan emachuyev el mizrabonon afil b'shamitzus ubegadol lekelachad rabonon b'migilas shereb b'shamitzus uchayev deraisa. So what does he mean? He's chayev deraisa. He means that he's chayev midraisa in shar mitzvus. Now the Chacham come along and mechayev him in Megillah mid Rabbanan, right? So he's chayev in what? What is he? What's the chefetz shel chiyuv? What's the chefetz shel chiyuv? No, Megillah, right? What's the mechayev?
Rabban.
Number two.
You
have to listen to
Yisrael's Losasur. Right. Losasur. So he's chayiv in the Chafetz Shel Mitzvah of Midrabban and of Megillah. Right? However, he's chayiv in the Chafetz because of Drabban. Machmas Drabban. Okay. Now let's take the cut. The cotton is not chayev to begin with in anything. Then they machayev a gadol first, then a drabonah of Megillah. Now what is the cotton being chayev in? But what is being chayev? Yeah, but what is being chayev in?
Megillah.
No. Drabonah. he's being machayev him in a drabanan of Megillah. You see, it's a different chalos shame. You can't be machayev him directly in Megillah and say it's midrabanan because he doesn't have that obligation. So you have to first create the obligation of Megillah midrabanan, and then you machayev the cotton in Megillah drabanan. So you're being mechayev him in a drabanan, but the essence of the shame of the chefetz of chiyuv is drabanan. He's chayev in the drabanan of Megillah. It might even be an afkamina, like in terms of the entity of Megillah. You might say conceptually, the katan is not really related to. He's related to. He can't violate the drabanan. He has to go through the motions of the drabanan. So you're being mechayev him in Megillah drabanan. In the gadol, you're being mechayev in Megillah per se, because the chachamim are a cause. But now that they created a drabanan of Megillah, now you're being mechayev him in the entity of the drabanan of Megillah. You follow? He can't mechayev him directly because he's not chayev in shar mitzvahs.
And how's the gadol chayev in Megillah?
The gadol he's chayev in shar mitzvahs midoraisa, and now the chachan and one of those mitzvahs is losasa. So that gives the chacham the right to be mechayev him in another chiyuv. So they're mechayev him in what? In Megillah.
But it's not Megillah drabanan at that point.
No, it's not the chacham. He's chayiv to do the drabanans because he's a gadol. So it's not a chiyuv in a drabanan of Megillah. It's a chiyuv in Megillah per se. The chiyuv drabanan is written in the Torah already. That he's chayiv in drabanans. But here the rabbanan is chayiv in drabanans. In other words, as it stands, he's chayiv in the rices. Okay, mid rabbanan. The mechayiv in mid rabbanan. In the rices. So there you have.
Did you mean the Mechayim
Midrabanan
in the
rices? In the rices. All the rices, because it's not Chayiv Midrices.
The cotton, you mean?
Cotton. So the Mechayiv Midrabanan in the Cheftzos of the rices. So there he's Chayiv in the Chefza Midrabanan. That's equal to Megillah by a Gadol. But Megillah by a Katan, it's not equal. Because he's not chayiv in Megillah per se, because he's not chayiv in Shor HaMitzvos. He's not chayiv in Los Osso. So the Chachamim created an entity mid Rabbanon by a gadol of Megillah. And now you want to be mechayev the katan in the drabonon of Megillah. So you want to be mechayev him in drabonons. So there it's a different shame. It's a shame drabonon show of Megillah. Do you follow?
No. Why did that apply to the gadol?
No, it doesn't. Because the gadol, the drabonon is what's the mechayev. But the shame isn't Megillah Mitrabban. You're not being Machayev him in Megillah Mitrabban. The Torah is Machayev him in to keep the Drabbanans. The Chachamim are Machayev him in that.
But the entity is, why is the entity of Machayev him in the Drabbanan of Megillah?
No. It's automatic. In other words, Drabbanan can be Machayev him in Megillah. It is a Drabbanan.
Megillah
is a Drabbanan. But they're not mechayiv to keep Drabbanans. That's, he's mechayiv ome from the Torah.
Right.
But by the cut, they're being mechayiv to keep Drabbanans.
Okay.
So that's a different shame.
The Gadol has to keep the Drabbanans with the
Raisins. In other words, the cutting first, the cutting and mechayiv first to keep the Raisins. Okay? All right. Now when it comes to Megillah, it's a Drabbanan. So the Chachamim never were mechayev for that. So now they have to have a new mechayev that would be mechayev in drabbanos too. Not only the rice is all mechayev, and we're mechayev in drabbanos. So the chalos shem chefza shel chiyuv is megillah drabbanon.
Right.
You follow?
I mean, the question is, why is the person obligated to do this thing?
That's
the
right.
The gadol is chayev to do this thing because they created a thing such as of Megillah.
Right.
A katan is chayev to do this thing because they were mechayev a katan to do the things that the Rabbanim created.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a different chefza. So that's why you can't be motzi a gadol, because they're not congruous.
But can you say the same thing for Dereisa, though, for the Katan?
If you're a Muslim, it's also not congruous.
Yeah.
By Bet's a Muslim?
It's also not going to be congruous.
Same thing. That same thing, but it's a Muslim. If the father ate a Kizayas, so the Katan would not be able to be motzi him. I mean, he could be Moses. If the cotton ate a Kizayas, he could not be Moses' father.
Correct.
Why? Because the girdle was Mechuyid and what? Midrabanon Kizayas. The cotton, in order to be mechayev on kizayis, they have to be mechayev him in the drabonon of chayev. So they have to be mechayev him in kizayis with rabonon. So they're being mechayev him in a drabonon. That's a new chayev. A new chal Hashem chayev is a different type of chafetz already. So that's why he couldn't be motzi, his father. But where he eats kidei sviya, so it's one mechayev.
What do you mean it's one mechayev?
Midrabanan, drabanan mechayev, mekayev sviya. No, it's kidei sviya is the raisin. By the cotton. Kidei sviya is the raisin. Now the chum come along and they say a cotton is chayev in that. How many drabanans have?
Yeah, but it's a different shame. I understand you only have one drabanan in each case, but it's a different shame. So how does he motzi?
What means different shame? Why is it different shame?
One is the shame of Achiyat Durbanan, and one is the
which
shame
case?
Of...
Which case?
By the Kidei Sviyah.
Yes, but they're both Drabanans. In other words, the Gadol ate a Kizayas.
Right.
So he's Mechuyiv. The whole thing revolves around Mechuyiv B'Dava. You have to have the same Mechayiv. You have to be Mechuyiv B'Dava. Okay? So, by the Gadol when he eats a Kizayas, so what were the Chachamim? So what is he Chayiv in?
One
Drabanan. In other words, he's Chayiv to keep this Drabanan at the bench when he has a Kizayas. Okay.
It's a different type of Durabanan than the Bible.
Doesn't matter, different type. Doesn't matter. It still is a Chiyav, it's one Chiyav Midraban. He's Chiyav in the Chalishem Doraisa.
He's Chiyav in Doraisa Midrabanan?
Yeah, exactly. The Rabbanan are making him Chiyav in the Doraisa.
Now the
katan
when he eats the
kezias
also.
But if the katan eats the kezias, then the chacham are making him chayin in a mili drabana. So now it's a kezias drabana. So that's a different type of chiyuv. In other words, there's no shame deraisa there. The shame drabana has to remain there in order for him to partake of the chiyuv.
And if he ate the sevir,
the cut. Then it's one. Then he's chayiv in the shame deraisa.
That's the same.
And the gadol is chayiv in the shame deraisa also, because they're machayiv the gadol by a kezias.
In that case, the katan can be motzi the gadol.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But,
so in that case, the katan can be motzi the gadol.
But in that case, can you say the same thing as the Derabanan case, that he's not chayiv, whereas the Gadol is chayiv in the thing itself by a Deoraisa, that he's chayiv in Lula, or I don't know, whatever it's called, whatever. So, Birkas Hamazon. But the Katan's not chayiv in the thing itself, he's chayiv in the Deoraisa of Birkas Hamazon. So it's still not the same. He's not the same. He's never going to be chayiv in the thing itself.
What do you mean?
Because the Derabanan are always telling him to listen to some framework. Whether it's going to be listen to the Derabanan framework, then you're going to be chayav in, let's say, Derabanan Megillah, not actual Megillah.
Right.
But by the Deraisa, you come into the same problem, where you're not going to be chayav in actual Birkas HaMazon, you're going to be chayav in Deraisa Birkas HaMazon. Unless you're saying it's the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. If the Katan ate Kidei Sevir.
Yeah, so that's the same level of chayav as the Gadol, where the Gadol is chayav in just Birkas HaMazon itself.
Yeah, because he also is chayav in the Rabbanan and Birkas HaMazon.
In the case where the
Gadol
had a
Kezias.
He never had a
Kezias. So it's chayiv in the derisa of Birkas HaMazon and Rabbanan.
Yeah, but isn't that still him being chayiv in Birkas HaMazon itself?
Yeah.
So isn't that different than being chayiv in Birkas HaMazon with derisa, because the Rabbanan told you to listen to the derisas?
Oh, it's identical.
Same thing?
It's identical. The Gadol,
I have the same problem with him, and it doesn't seem to be.
What's the problem?
It seems to be, the way you're explaining now, seems to be like it's coming from two different places. And
let me ask you something. In the case of the cut where he ate today's fear, okay, what's the cause of the machayev?
The Rabban.
Okay. And what are they machayev him in? Berchasa Mazen Nidaraisa. The same Birkas HaMazon that you have in the Raisa is now mandated Midrabanan. Right?
Right.
But in the case with the Katan ate a Kezias, so what is the Gadol Chayev in? He's Chayev in Birkas HaMazon Midrabanan, but the Chiyev is Midrabanan. But the Katan, you can't say he's chayiv in Birkas HaMazon d'Oraisa, and the chayiv is drabanan, because the katan, they weren't machayiv in drabanans yet. They were only machayiv in firstly in d'Oraisas. So now they have to go down another list. Now we're going to add to the list drabanans. We're going to be machayiv in. So the shem of the thing that he's chayiv in as a shem drabanan. That's the Birkas HaMazon.
I see the shem drabanan. But I don't see by Megillah. The Gadol is not chayiv in Megillah d'Oraisa. He's also chayiv in Megillah d'Rabbanan. I don't see you're saying it's like, no, he's just chayiv in Megillah, not Megillah d'Rabbanan. The Gadol,
he's chayiv in Megillah because of Los Osos.
It's not d'Oraisa Megillah. It
doesn't matter.
It's still Megillah d'Rabbanan.
The chayiv is
d'Oraisa. So are you saying that first the Chachamim were chayiv in the d'Oraisas, right? Right? And at that point, however, that did not include Los Osos. Because if they included, they started out by obligating the katan in the orisis, so would that not include los sasser? Then there would not be a need for a separate derabanan. Chayiv him in derabanan, then he'd be in the same status as anyone who's chayiv in the orisis, which would include los sasser.
You don't have to have a separate thing for the Rabbanans.
No, but Lo Sasser is a separate institution of the Rabbanans.
Why is it kind of a
as far as it's part of the Oraisa. Anyone who's chayiv in the Oraisa is chayiv in Lo Sasser.
No, but a chefza mid Rabbanan is a different chefza shel chiyuv, different chefza shel mitzvah. As a matter of fact, if you say the chefza shel mitzvah is the same, you're over
Baal Tosef. So Megillah is not a chefza mid Rabbanan, it's just a chefza mid Rabbanan.
What?
Megillah is just a chefza mid Rabbanan.
It's a chefza mid Rabbanan. But the chova is mid Rabbanan, to keep it. So it's a chovas Megillah. The Chovas Megillah is Midaraisa.
So even two Darabanans, it's still a Chovas Midaraisa to listen to the Darabanan twice?
What do you mean? But it's a different Chal Hashem. In other words, the Katan does not have a Chova of Lo Sussel. So the Darabanan come along and they're Mechayavim with Shear Mitzvahs, not Lo Sussel, they're Mechayavim with Shear Mitzvahs. Because they have to Mechayavim with something.
They
can't Mechayavim with Lo Sussel. That's a roundabout way, so be circular. They could be mechayev. They have to mechayev in a mitzvah. So the chefetz shor mitzvah is that's what they say shor mitzvahs. The cotton's chayev in shor mitzvahs, but he's not chayev in lasasa. So
that's what I want to clarify.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what they says. He's chayev in shor mitzvahs, but he's not chayev in lasasa.
Shor mitzvahs, the erisa.
What? Yeah, like no, the Rabbanan is chayav in Shor Mitzvahs.
No, but those
mitzvahs
that are the Oraisa.
He's not chayav.
No, they're mechayav him in Shor Mitzvahs that are the Oraisa.
Yes.
So how does he have to listen to Megillah?
Because then they subsequently added. The Cheftzos Midrabanan.
They could do that.
They could do that.
What?
No, if they put into Lo Sasser, then it would be like a Deraisa.
Right.
And then you'd be over Lo Baal Tosef.
Right.
Because you're treating it like a Deraisa. So they can't do that.
But what makes a gadol chayav in Megillah? Isn't it Lo Sasser?
Yes.
So now the cotton doesn't have to listen to Lo Sasser. How does he be chayav in Megillah?
Oh, so the answer is that if it were a deraisa, so then he would be chayav because the chachomah were mechayav him in deraisas. He'd be mechayav, he'd be mechuyav mid rabbanan to keep the deraisa.
Even though, didn't we say that it's because we're treating him like he's chayav in Lo Sasser? That objectively we look at him like he really is chayav in Lo Sasser and he has to listen to us?
No, we didn't say that.
So then why is he, who cares, how can you make him chayav? He's not chayav in Lo Sasser. How do you make any of the ones apply to God?
No, so yeah, it works me din Lo Sasser. In other words,
so din Lo Sasser, he's chayav.
No, he's not chayav midin Lo Sasser because he's not chayav in Lo Sasser.
So now he's chayav at all.
But the chacham, I mean, one drabanan or two?
In one.
In one drabanan?
Yeah. When we say yesterday, it's because of.
You said yesterday.
All I'm saying is, there's a difference between the rabbanan being mechayev somebody and being mechayev somebody in a drabanan.
Right. It's a different institution.
It's a different institution. Okay. So what?
He's a kabbal. He's a baruch.
Yeah, right. That's right. They didn't say that the cotton's kriyas on Megillah is a kiyum because he's chayav in drabanans too. They said they gave it a din because it's afim hoy bosanes. They gave it a din of a kriya of a gadol, a kriya mid drabanan. Because that's what they say. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda is a machlokas of Yehuda. We're learning current cases. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is a question whether the Chachamim stepped out of bounds over here and made a specific halacha, a specific zera, a specific din, or whether they didn't and they just left it to the regular system.
I think they both agree that the Qatar is Afim, but...
Because Afim hoy bos anes. So therefore, when the Qatar is Kare, it's a Kriya Shel Pirsum. Because he was also on the ice. So since it's factually a Kriya Shel Pirsum, so therefore they said it's equal to the Kriya of a Gadol.
And
the Chacham said no, it goes by the usual method.
So usual method. Afim
didn't do anything.
That's
another
different by Khan.
No.
Khan is not Bar Afim.
No.
So the idea with this by Khan is the key of this is stronger than the EMP has.
In which case?
For Rabbi Yehuda.
That the Kiyum he produces is stronger than what?
Than the Kiyum he has?
No. They're saying that since Achim Oibos Anes, so the father's Chinuch has to be a Chinuch of a real Kiyum Megillah. Not a Kiyum Dra, not because he's Chayav Drabon. So they went out of their way to say that in this case, it's really a Kiyum Megillah, because it's a Kiyum of Kriya Shel Pirsum. But that means that they made a special takana because of Afim. Because Afim means that it's a Kriya Shel Pirsum already, so they finished it off, they said it's a Kriya Shel Megillah
and
Rabbanah.
And according to Chachamim, what is it, a Kriya Shel Chinuch?
Yeah, in other words, it's a Kriya Shel Chinuch that the Chayav in a Rabbanah. Not very nothing good. Like any other drabon.
Like any
drabon, nothing special about Megillah. I have my boson is very nice, but an aloha doesn't work though. Because he's only a cup.
You can even bear Rabbi Huda's chinuch. It's just that the chinuch is to treat it as a gobble.
Yeah, because Afim.
Right.
Afim, yeah.
So is my focus if whether Afim is a mechanism to be the of the guy or not?
Whether that caused them to make a special takana here for the father to train the katan in the real kriya, the same kriya as everybody else. So if that's the way if they changed it for that reason, because the kriya is a kriya shel pirsum, so you got to taste this. This is yesh lahakel. Avo b'megili yesh lahakel. What does it mean yesh lahakel? Lefisha tafin hashem hoye b'sofeg la'arag al-hashem lefika chasol reb Yehuda kegadol. Why is he Mekel over here? Mekel means that they didn't go through the usual way. And they're Mekel because it's a Kriya Shel Pirsum anyways. Since it's a Kriya Shel Pirsum, so they said it's a Kriya Midrabah. That's the cool. But according to Acham, they just left it like an ordinary Drabana. So it'll be Chayav and a Drabana.
According to Yehuda, it's because of
Chinuch,
not because of
Afim? According to Rabban, it's a regular case of Chinuch.
And according to Yehuda, the Katan by Megillah is also Chinuch, it's just changed?
No, it's definitely Chinuch.
It's not because of Afim.
Right, but because it's a Kriya Shel Pirsum, they were makel to give it a din of a Kriya Shel Gadol, the Rabban.
Is the only nachmin of that a human will see Gadol? Is there any other...
No, no other case.
No, but is there any other purpose to that besides letting him will see Gadol? Like, why does Afim justify that? What's the nachmin besides being will see Gadol to doing that?
Well, see, it's not just will see Gadol, he can read via Chris and Megillah in the Rav.
That's what I'm saying. Is the only purpose of doing that according to you in order to allow him to see other Gadolim?
Could be. Could be. Maybe they wanted to show the Afim Noribos Anes concept.
I mean, the Kriya qualified that.
Yeah.
As opposed to the
opposite. Right. Okay? Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Question about the Jeffrey Mazel and the
Go ahead. Just about The Ran asks very solemnly on the Ramban that you don't know what Teshuvah that you can create for you from on a cotton. And a cotton can't be motzi a gadol even by Chadra Rabban. So how could you say by a cotton, because he's Bo's on ace, that the Chachon could be Mechayavim? From where? How could they be Mechayavim? That's a solid question.
I'm going to say, I think the Gemara
B'Sachem,
the way the Rashbam is the Gemara B'Sachem, the same apologies as the Gemara B'Sachem, by Dalakosa.
Oh, really? I didn't see it, but I'm just saying, on the surface, that the Kasha on the Ramban is like almost impossible for the Ramban to answer. I mean, how is it possible? Yeah, that's why he says, Ki hava bo sanes mai hava. Who cares what was nice? By the time L'shech Alamand Avi Bach Yuvo, B'shar Mitzvah's Kanashim. Alamand L'shech Bo Chiyuvo, like the Ramban explains the cut, Nechemachavilim
Mishmachi. Understand, Rebbe?
Yes.
Why can't you suggest all the Ramban holds since Afin Hoi Baal Neis and it was that sold?
Yeah, the Das of the cut, the Tejas problem was not with the Das of the cut. Because he says, how can it be Motzim if it's not a Bar Chiyuvo? Ain't a motzi mishen a mechuyev b'dover, kim motzi a mechuyev b'dover. So that was his real problem.
And you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Megillah it's different because Megillah they didn't do like they did by benching, that they rendered it in halacha.
According to
Rabbi Yehuda,
but according to the Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda, or according to
Tosos, according to Tosos and Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying that they rendered him
a real drabon.
They rendered him a barachi inherently. Because of Afan Melzaneis, and therefore it has nothing to do with chinuch.
Has to do with chinuch. They rendered his kriya like a kriya of a gadol, with all the properties of a gadol.
Well, that's what they did by benching. You just told me.
That's true, but not by trade rabbanan. But you're right. That's what they did by benching. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So that's right. So that's why you can mostly yosi chad rabbanan, and it's mostly chad rabbanan.
That's and what that, and
the Chacham, why? All trade Rabban.
Why in the trade?
Because
my benching was only one, so why is it here? So
because the Megillus Midrabban.
Oh, well, that's the right there. Because it's qualitatively an institution for Rabban.
Right.
And how does he get about around that from Yehuda?
How does Rabbi Yehuda get around what?
The fact that it's an institution for Rabban.
Oh, because he says over here they specifically said differently. Because
Avay knows that nice, they said it's a Maisa Pearson.
They said it's a Kriya Dura, it's a valid Kriya Mirabana.
That's
all.
If he had Das Lahotzi, so thank you, Moshe. I would say that Taisel of the curtain does have Das Lahotzi.
I mean, they said
because you see, by Pu'utos, they gave him Das. It's not like he doesn't have any dust.
Cut that dust when it's nice and clear.
Right, right.
But the thing with the lulav, that you shouldn't...
The what?
With the lulav, you shouldn't give your lulav to a tzatzah.
Right.
Is that for any tzatzah?
That's because with a rice, you're being mocked at him. So he can be kona passively. But he can't actively give back to you.
It's limited. There's certain dust. There's certain dust.
I'll tell you, the Ramban is a lot simpler. This is a good question, but the Ramban is a lot simpler.
But the cash on the Ramban
is Rabbi Yehuda Shiva. How do you understand Rabbi Yehuda?
Right. Well, it's important. I'll tell you what I was thinking about. according to the Ramban, you can't be Machayev a Kut.
Right.
Be Yoch as a Yochid. Because he has no chiyuv. He has no chiyuv of lo sasa. But you could be machayev the tzibur.
Like haka.
Right. And then he's going to be nigrar imatzibur.
That's good. That's the idea of haka. That's the idea.
Take a look. His lashon gives it away a little bit. Where's the lashon over there on that? Shekula Mayu.
You might have said that once.
Could be.
Yeah, it says very familiar.
So the chiyuv was on kulam. So on kulam, the Ramban holds that as long as he's Klal Yisrael as a segment, they can be mechayev a segment of Klal Yisrael to do it, and he's a component of that segment. So be as a yachid, you can't do it because there's no losasa. But as a part of the kohol, he could be a bar chiyuv.
That's it.
So does he have to do it?
Is that a bar chiyuv? You can't use